This is According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell, McPherson's sports talk show.
But I think at the fair I'd blend in because I spend my summers at my grandparents' farm.
Listen Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Sister Jean, well, she actually had him going out in the second round. You know, her name's Mud there.
According to Jim, is your home for the McPherson Bullpups.
There's a 30, Chase Kinnaman turning on the Jetson inside the 10. Touchdown, Bullpups.
Everything happening in the sports world.
Pass is caught. Diggs, sideline, touchdown. Unbelievable.
And even some things not happening in the sports world.
We're really funny.
Well, I'm really not.
I think you're pretty funny.
Well, that's just because I'm so confused.
Now it's time for According to Jim. Here's Jim Joyner and Steve Sell.
Let's do this thing. Another edition of According to Jim right here on 96.7 FM KBBE, or for those of you listening online worldwide at midkansasonline.com. I'm Jim Joyner. Not joining me, as always, is Steve Sell, which we mentioned yesterday on the show. Steve was not there. It was sort of a last-minute substitution that we went to some audio and were able to work around it. But Steve's had a little rough week this week, to say the least. He hasn't been feeling good, and I know that he would very much appreciate it if anybody that is a regular listener of this show, or just anybody in general, would be thinking about Steve this week, and especially today, as today's not an easy day for him. We'll talk about that later on whenever he gets back from this weird week. But we have lined up a big-time lineup because we know Steve is not going to be here for a lot of this week. We know that on Thursday, the Pistol, Peter Holland, our guy from the McPherson Sentinel, he's going to come on. He couldn't come on tomorrow. He's making the trip back from Broward County, Miami, making his way back. Tomorrow we've got a guest lined up, but today it's a big show. Our guy, friend of the show, Hayden Barber from the Wichita Eagle, Varsity Kansas, running around the city of Wichita like crazy and driving up to McPherson today in studio. Hayden, good to finally have you on the show.
No doubt. Can you hear me all right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're sounding good. Right. Well, Hayden, we met throughout the basketball season because you were a little bit new to getting to the area because you were getting done at Okie State. Go Pokes.
That's right. Yeah, that was kind of a weird deal. I mean, just being thrown in, it was early in the basketball season, but to have to jump in there and run with it like that was a weird deal. I think I handled it pretty solidly.
It's a pretty big job too.
Yeah.
I mean, compared to a lot of different newspapers in cities of that size, I wouldn't think they cover the high school teams quite like the Wichita Eagle does in Varsity Kansas. I know that you're from the Dallas area. I'm sure that they can zero in on some of the bigger programs, maybe talk about Allen, maybe talk about some of the towns, or the one that Highland Park, is that the one that Jerry Jones' son went to?
That's right.
My guy, he's going to have to be big at Arkansas. But it's hard to narrow in on certain schools in big cities like that just because 99% of your readers don't care about that school.
Right.
And that's why I think that the Wichita Eagle is such a cool paper. And, you know, I'm from Kansas City, and they can't quite do as much just because there are 100 teams throughout the metro. Where your market that you get, yeah, there's a lot of teams, but you guys get to do so much. And it's a cool job. And before you got there, Taylor Eldridge, another friend of the show and friend of McPherson, he did a very good job in his transition from doing the prep stuff to moving to Wichita State. There was this hole, and you have filled the hole. And it's been fun to read everything that you've been putting out there. And you know, I've talked about it with Steve that you doing your job well helps me do my job well because I have to read and I have to find stories. And so we're glad to have you around.
Yeah. Just to piggyback off that, sort of what you were hinting at, I think, slowly in bigger cities, I mean, just namely, you know, KC, since you know, they're one of our sister papers, we work with them so closely, you definitely see less and less high school coverage. But Wichita, I will say, is almost like just this perfect niche between, you know, big enough that people care, but not too big to where it's oversaturating the market. I think my immediate scope coverage area is 41 schools, which sounds like a lot. And obviously that's, you know, that's covering every sport for boys and girls. You get to sort of pick and choose what's important. And that's a lot of responsibility for sure.
And plus, with all state considerations and things like that too. Yeah. I mean, it's a big job. Yeah. You've got to keep your eye on everything.
Right. And if you expand the scope, it really becomes more like 70 schools. Which obviously, you know, at that point you're not giving game coverage to everybody.
Right.
So that it does get tough, and you deal with people that, you know, it's not the same as it used to be. I still get calls about, hey, you know, why are you not out at the NBC tournament every single night? Well, number one, like, that's not my job. And number two, it's our sports section in Wichita is two people. It's me and Taylor.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not saying that's a bad business model at all. I think it works great. But things are changing, and we have to sort of, you know, algorithmically pick what is going to get the most readership, what people are caring about the most, and sort of base our decisions off that. And so for me in high schools, you know, a lot of the times, I'll go to a game just because I know a story exists there outside of the game. It's not necessarily that I think the game is going to be a good game or anything like that. I go because, you know, I have a feature story in mind. So that kind of drives the decision making and all that. I'm glad that I make your job easier. That's good to know.
I need you. I need you a lot, because, you know, for me, when I'm getting ready for games, especially getting ready for like the McPherson Invitational, Mid-America Classic, and really just getting ready for a Friday night, I'm trying to get a really good landscape of what's going on throughout the area. And let's say McPherson is going to play Augusta. Oh boy, I really hope you got a box score in there from what they did the last game. And so it's a lot of digging and reading, and the way that you guys do it, and especially online, and that's one thing that's very different now than probably what it was 5 years ago, is that you guys can put so much content up online. And Steve, if he was here, he could talk about it a little bit too, because he went from the traditional newspaper to doing everything strictly online. And it's different. And kind of like what you were saying, is I'm sure you get calls that say, well, why didn't you run this in the paper yesterday? And you say, well, it's online. And they say, well, I don't have online. I think that's another thing, that with that medium is just constantly changing. The way that you guys post things online and the traffic that you get there as well.
Sure. And, you know, I mean, just for me, you know, I'm old enough to know a time when newspapers ran everything.
Like barely. You and I barely
sure,
old
sure,
enough.
Sure, barely. Yeah, for sure. But, I mean, when I was growing up, it was, you know, that's where you got all your information. It wasn't like, I'll put it this way: you were still going to SportsCenter for scores.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't necessarily going for stories. Whereas now, you go on Twitter and you know in 30 seconds, and it kind of makes SportsCenter obsolete now. And that's obviously changing their whole business model. Well, in the same way, it's changing ours. You know, do I still get a thrill when I see my name in a newspaper? Yeah, absolutely. That's, you know, that's one thing that, you know, became a real big goal of mine. And so, yeah, that's a huge deal to me. But, you know, it's just the changing nature of the industry. You know, for better or for worse, that's where it's heading.
And part of the way that you do that is you have to put a lot of content out on social media. And I won't use the word clickbait, but you have to find ways to attract people to click on your link. Whether it is, it's not as much of the shock and awe of, you'll never believe what this coach said, but it is, you have to use a lot of graphics. Yeah. You have to interact with a lot of people. And that was one thing I thought Taylor did really well. And I think you've stepped right back in and picked it up and, if anything, done better in terms of getting people to interact. And that's what's really cool about the high school sports season throughout Varsity Kansas, the Wichita Eagle, that there's a lot of interaction. And I like that on social media, because you never know what's happening with people, and you guys are very constantly updating. And so the social media not as big for me, definitely not for Steve, but for you, I mean, you're constantly having to put out information.
Yeah. Yeah. And that I will say at times is the most, I'll say strenuous part of the job. Believe it or not. I mean, just the constant updates. I mean, people, you know, that's where they go for their news. A lot of my audience, whether it be high school students or their parents, family members, all that, that's where they go. And so my job has in a lot of ways just been, okay, how can I be as transparent and as open to my readers as I possibly can? And that was one thing that I picked up from Taylor really early on, was just, okay, how do I not seem like just a reporter, you know? And so I'll even go on interviews to talk to kids across the Wichita area, and sometimes they'll just be so freaked out whenever I start talking to them because they know I'm a reporter. And I just kind of have to get them to take a step back, take a deep breath. I'm 22 years old. I'm still human being.
I'm not that far away from you.
I'm still a human being. Like, I know exactly, you know, how you're feeling. So just relax. And I think that's key. It's just sort of being able to relate to the people you're talking to. And, you know, eventually that leads to more stories, better stories, more success, I would say. So yeah, I think transparency is key. And I would encourage that for anybody who's listening out there saying, oh man,
that barber guy,
yeah. I can't stand him or whatever, or, man, I just wish I could talk to him, man. Like, I encourage that. I want to talk to people all day. That's why I got into it.
And we're joined today by Hayden Barber, Varsity Kansas, Wichita Eagle. You can find him anywhere at HK_Barber on the Twitter. We're going to talk a little bit later on about your list that you put out, the top 20 players throughout the area to watch for this year. We want to talk a little bit about the third division of the AVCTL and your preview that you put out a couple of days ago. But just for the listeners here at McPherson, how was your first McPherson Roundhouse experience? Because that was one of your first things that you did when you were here. You came up January 18th, I think, through the 20th, or somewhere in that range, the 17th, 18th, somewhere in there. You had never been here before, and you got to see a really fun weekend of basketball. And I think more of your angle that week was following Wichita North, following Bishop Carroll, of course, capturing McPherson winning the tournament.
Yeah.
But it was a pretty fun weekend, huh?
Boy, that was maybe the best, how do I want to say this? Definitely the best environment for a high school basketball game that I went to. There's no doubt about that. But just the group of teams that were there.
It was a really good feel.
You look back at just the results from the state results. I mean, you're talking about one state champ, one, I know it's not going to be super nice to say this, but one runner-up. You know, you got Free State in there. You had Shawnee Mission East. Wichita North almost made it to the state. Derby was there. Golly, I totally spaced on Derby. You had two just huge powers in the immediate Wichita area. And then, you know, just point being, you just had so many great teams. And I look back at what I covered in Topeka for the 5A tournament.
That was a great tournament.
It was a good tournament. I would have taken the McPherson tournament.
Yeah.
That was a far better tournament to me. As far as just the quality of teams top to bottom.
And that's why they bring that in every year.
Yeah.
And especially knowing that for the last few years, McPherson has been a 4A team. They got to keep playing the best competition as possible. And now things will change a little bit this year, we are assuming, with the classifications coming out a little bit later. I think it'll be near the middle or end of September. But yeah, really fun environment. Pretty good way to kick off your Kansas high school basketball
coverage.
Yeah,
no doubt. And one of my favorite things is when kids in the stands are like, for whatever reason, they'll recognize me and they'll stop me and say hey or whatever, and get me to pump them up or whatever. That's the best. That is one of the coolest things.
Barber, get me on video.
I know, no kidding. That, like, just the simplest thing, like, hey, pull your phone out and take a photo of this. It's just like, that's just awesome.
Sure.
And I'm like, you got it, man. And McPherson kids just just loved that stuff. I mean, they were all over it from the second I walked in there. And you don't get that everywhere. So that was pretty cool for sure.
All right, let's take our first break. When we come back, we're going to break down your top 20 players list of guys to watch for in the state. And at least two on this list are right around this area and in our McPherson High School Coaches Show covering range. We'll do that next. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, Next Tech Wireless, and Brown Shoe Fit in downtown McPherson. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Back on this afternoon's According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE, or for those of you listening, probably all throughout Wichita, at midkansasonline.com, because we've got the man of the hour in Wichita. I call Steve the most popular man in McPherson. Hayden, I think I'm going to call you the most popular man in Wichita. Is that a fair statement?
No.
Who do you think it is, Greg Marshall?
Oh, it's got to be, right?
He's pretty popular.
If you give your Mount Rushmore of most
Landry
popular
Shaman.
Guys... Landry's got to be close.
Perry Ellis has got to be up there.
I don't know about Perry. I think you got to look at Baker.
Ooh, that's true.
Ron
Baker comes to town.
Got to be on the Mount Rushmore. But who knows, man? I mean, I get a lot of Taylor Eldridge talk. He might be
signs
a sneaky
in the stands
pick on
that. Say the hottest reporter in the state.
I know.
Those were cracking me up last year.
But yeah, I to say that I'm the most popular guy in Wichita, I think that's even a little bit more than far-fetched.
I'll give you top 10. We'll settle with top 10. Well, speaking of top lists, you put out top 20 players to watch for throughout the area that you cover, which... mainly the Wichita area, extending up here toward McPherson. Let's see, you've got Pratt on there, which is a little bit a ways away. But for the most part, this is Wichita and about an hour outside area range. And the number one and number two guys on this list, they're the real deal. And two guys from Wichita Northwest that you have. And Marcus Hicks at number two, who was getting offers from everywhere in the country at defensive end.
I'll cut you off there for a second, because I was talking to his dad yesterday. Marcus got an offer from Oklahoma State before he even played a down of varsity football. He was going to be the third string defensive end that year, going in, and then
wow.
they had so many injuries to their DNs that he ended up starting, and then just blew up. That's crazy though, right?
Yeah.
He had never played a down of varsity football and got an offer. Sorry, go.
And I mean, he's just a freaky talent. You have Breece Hall, who's the running back at Wichita Northwest, who is going to be an Iowa State guy at this moment. He's committed there. Those two guys, Oklahoma, Iowa State, two of the best talents in the city on the same team, different sides of the ball. But I think you're in the opinion that Wichita Northwest might be the team to beat throughout the city this year.
I think they are, man. And you know, I was thinking about this the other day. You know, Carroll's been, you know, just this state power, and Northwest has kind of been knocking on that door for so long. And then Derby has sort of overshadowed Northwest in 6A.
Yeah.
Well, Northwest drops to 5A now, and Carroll seems to be down after losing just so much talent on the offensive side of the ball. I don't know. You just look at, I mean, just the top to bottom talent at Northwest. I was out there yesterday. I went to Carroll's practice, and then Northwest practice in the afternoon. And I'm not saying that the Carroll practice was a bad practice at all, but just the fine tuneness that you got at Northwest was just like I remember they were just calling plays in and like all sorts of audibles, motions during the 7-on. You know, part of the practice, I was like, man, this is kind of crazy. Like, I remember playing high school football. I don't remember
We're 30 minutes in.
I don't remember doing this, like, just this well. You know, it was the first day of practice yesterday.
Yeah.
You know? It was just kind of crazy.
Another Wichita Northwest guy, you have a number 7 in Josh Carter, a linebacker. You have number 2 and number 7 on your defense in the front 7. And, yeah, that's going to be a good team.
Yeah, and, you know, I was thinking about this, too. I do this all the time whenever, like, even on the drive here, all I do is I just sort of – probe what I'm doing and make sure that there's not any holes in what I'm doing or any problems. I got a lot of requests for a kid named Roy, he's a running back at Northwest, saying that he's definitely a top 10 player in Wichita. And I'm not saying he's not a good player at all because he's not on the list. But there are 3 Wichita Northwest kids on this list. The most of any other school is 2. Okay, so imagine if I put 4 Northwest kids on this list. Okay, that's a fifth of the kids. I guess how do you think that's fair, right? Like you sort of have to weigh like, okay, yes, these kids are good and potentially you know top 20 players, but do I start to show favoritism if I put that many kids on the list from one school? And then you have to flip that, right? Like you have to take that mindset and say, okay, that's at a Wichita public school. What if that was at Carroll? What if I put 4 kids from Carroll in the top 20? Okay? And the most any other school got was 2. See what I'm saying? Like you start to investigate what you're doing and make sure that it's all fair and round. And I think what I did here was a pretty fair list. Putting 3 kids on from Northwest was hard to do. For sure. But just talking with like, I was talking to Northwest coach yesterday, and I asked him about Josh Carter, who's the lowest-ranked kid on here. And he said, if we don't have Josh Carter, we're no good. So, I mean, how do you leave, you know, 2 Big 12 commits off the list and then, you know, the kid that makes them go?
Yeah.
So it's kind of tough. It's definitely, you know.
Oh, these lists have got to be hard.
Yeah, it's not the easiest thing in the world to do. But, I mean, I get all the banter. I mean, it makes sense to me. So
the guys that I have seen on this list, I didn't see Clay Cundiff play football, but I got to see him in basketball. Now, I didn't get to see him play basketball, and that was at the McPherson Invitational when he sat over there in the Letterman's jacket, still recovering from a football injury. I've read a lot about him, and I know that he's going to be a big-time player and is a KU commit. Other guys that I've seen, we saw Nolan Venus last year at May South, and he's sort of a receiver, tight end, hybrid, somewhere in there.
Right.
Big enough to be a tight end, but fast enough to be a wide receiver. And I know that he's going to be a very good player, and I'm sure the Bullpups are glad they don't have to see him this year. Mason Fairchild out of Andale, another guy that is going to be a big difference maker. We saw his brother in the Shrine Bowl. The Fairchild boys, they play football. The two guys on this list that we were paying attention to a lot closer here over the last week, Kyler Hoppus, quarterback of McPherson, and Parker Roth, running back from Heston, two guys that are in our coverage range, those two have a chance to have really, really big years here in 2018, and I'm glad you got those two on the list.
Yeah, and you look at Kyler, and that's, you know, I think he's the number two quarterback on the list. Is that right?
Yeah, the only one
one that's above him, and this comes down to sort of that politics game is who's closer. Who are people gonna care about more immediately in my coverage area? It's got to be the Andover kid, right? I mean,
the only sophomore on the list,
right,
too.
Right. And I just talking with people, just nothing but glowing things to say about the kid, Eli Fonestock at Andover. But you look at Kyler, probably the most pure quarterback in the Wichita area, if you include McPherson in that zone, to me, just so complete. You look at the stats. I mean, almost 2,000 yards passing last year, 23 touchdowns. You know, just home run hitting talent at any moment of the game. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Jace Kinnaman on this list as well. Well, not on the list, but just in the honorable mention section, right? I mean, I was talking to you off air. I mean, he's got to be in that top 25 range. I mean, he was that close. I made graphics for all these kids so that they could see him. I think they're pretty cool. Definitely grabbed some eyes. And I even made one for Jace. You know, he was that close.
You know what we call him here, right?
I don't.
The bus.
The bus.
He's the bus.
Okay. I like it.
And the bus has the bus written on his cleats.
Oh, is that right?
So we're big fans of the bus.
Why do we go with the bus?
He's the bus.
That's
it's
it.
It's just the bus.
Okay.
Yeah, he had a great year last year, and I was out at practice yesterday, which was really weird. They were going to practice here at 5:30, but then some rain was rolling in, and so they decided to go up to Bethany College and practice there. Rain starts rolling in. They had to go inside. About 20 minutes later, got back on the bus, drove back. So first day of practice for them was about an hour and 20 minutes.
That's wild.
And so it's going to be a different day for day two and trying to catch up on things that they missed yesterday. But it's going to be a fun year here in McPherson. And yeah, Parker Roth, I don't know how much you got to see of him last year. And he's probably the lowest classification kid on this list too. In 3A, I guess that Mason Fairchild will be there at Andale. But Parker Roth is another guy who has a chance to put up huge numbers this year for Heston.
Yeah, and I mean, I'll key back into one thing you said there, and you said, I'm not sure how much you got to see of him. I didn't get to see any of these kids.
Right.
You know?
Besides a couple of Carroll kids in the
yeah,
state championship
right.
game. Right.
I didn't even get to see Clay play because he was hurt.
Oh, that's right.
So, I mean, all of these kids, I did not get to see any of them play. So that made this even tougher, but just going over what I know about Parker Roth, what I saw in tape, and then what I heard from people around the area. I mean, this is one of the biggest powerhouse kids at a running back position in the area, and there's no doubt about it. I think I got corrected the other day. I think I misprinted his stats, and I want to make sure I get this right. I think the kid ran for, let's see, yeah, kid ran for 1,800 yards, almost 1,900 yards. I mean, it's just incredible. 24 touchdowns. And the thing with Heston was that they rode a 6-game winning streak into the end of the year. It's pretty wild. They finished the year 8-4. So if they can keep that momentum going in 2018, this season, it's definitely going to be because of him.
One of the weird things in that classification, we're going to take a break here in a minute, but 3A, I was reading up on it the other day. So 3A this year in football, which the other classifications will be a little different, but 3A has the finalist and runner, or the champion and runner-up from 3A last year. They have the champion and runner-up from 4A Division II, and they have Andale, who was the runner-up in 4A Division I. So 3A might be at the top, the best classification for the difference in 1 through 5 and how hard it will be to win a championship. You know, 4A1 has its toughness with Bishop Miege lurking over on the east side. And then 6A, there are a lot of really good teams, especially coming out of Kansas City. 5A, you have the Aquinases and the Bishop Carrolls and the Capons. But 3A, it is loaded at
yeah.
the top.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I was talking to the Andale coach a couple days ago about just reclassification and sort of his thoughts on it.
Because it's essentially they're dropping two.
Right.
Although it's
right.
really only one, they're dropping two yeah. classifications.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, the perception is, well, Andale made it to the championship game in 4A1. Well, if they're dropping a 3A, they got a crush, right? Like that's got to be the mindset there. Well, I was talking to Coach Schmidt the other day, and he said in the last like 20 or 30 years, they haven't won a playoff game in 3A.
Weird.
It's crazy. So to think that they're going to come into this class and just roll, is especially this year, is absolutely not the case. Andale's a good team, no doubt. They always are.
And they bring a lot back.
Yeah,
too.
For sure. They're gonna be pretty stout. I think I picked them to go undefeated actually in the regular season. But man, that's a good point that you brought up. That 3A class is pretty unbeatable.
We've got Hayden Barber in studio today from the Wichita Eagle in Varsity, Kansas. Let's take our final break. We'll get a little preview of what's coming up for you over the next couple of weeks, where you'll be, which games you're going to be covering early on, and all of that. We'll do that next. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, Next Tech Wireless, and Brown Shoe Fit in downtown McPherson. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Wrapping up today's According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE. No Steve Sell today. Hopefully we'll get him back here pretty soon. He's taken a couple of sick days from us, and we hope to get him back. But the next best thing, Hayden Barber, Varsity Kansas, Wichita Eagle, top 10 most popular guys in Wichita. All right, so coming up here for the next couple of weeks for you and I, this is a busy time getting ready for the high school sports season. What all are you going to be putting out in the newspaper, putting out online content, things that you're coming up with to get ready for the first week?
Yeah, so it's every Friday and every Monday I put out a new preview for one of the division or one of the leagues, I should say, that I cover. And I think I've got two more left as far as the leagues are concerned. So that'll hold me over for that. And then I've also got, you know, a few features sprinkled in throughout the weeks. I think I got one actually coming out later today about just the rotating nature of the quarterbacks in the Wichita area right now. McPherson is truly blessed to have Kyler back, and pretty much everybody else is not.
Yeah, and that's one thing that I've looked at returning quarterbacks throughout their league. Winfield is the only other team that brings quarterbacks back, and they two platooned last year with a kid named Casey Crandall and then another one named Hayden Gibson. They two platooned, and so even that's different. So that's why this McPherson offense is rare. A first-team All-League quarterback, a first-team All-League running back, and a first-team All-League wide receiver. That's why they have a lot of weapons.
Yeah, yeah, and that's why they're going to be the favorite in the league, and that's why they're going to be one of the favorites in the state.
You're the man that sets the lines for the favorites too. Well, I can say it, but you're the one. You posted
I'm the
it
odds
in the
maker.
Paper.
I'm the odds maker.
You're the odds maker. So we're all placing bets based off of you.
Well, I mean, hey, if you want to do that based off of what I say, go for
then
it.
You're thinking
go
I'm a crazy
it.
Person.
No, I mean, hey, I'm not gonna say I'm wrong. That's for sure. They definitely have a good chance to go undefeated. I will say that, given to the league, the schedule, and how that favors them, and everything they bring back, they have a good chance. That's for sure. But yeah, and so to get back to what I'm doing for the rest of the next couple weeks, I've got a schedule somewhere. I need to find it.
Yeah, that would be nice.
I made it up. I wrote down all the schools that I'm trying to get to, and I talked with all the coaches, got a date set, time set for every one of these schools, and I misplaced it the other day.
Oh, sure.
It's driving me crazy. And so I have to like keep scrolling back through my emails, but I've got, I think 20 schools that I'm trying to get to. And I think I'm probably like done with six or so. So that's another thing that's kind of keeping me busy.
This is just football.
Right.
Remember everything else that's going on.
I was just about to tell you, you know, everybody gets so wrapped up in football, as you probably should. Definitely, you know, to me at least, the most exciting part of what I do. But you're talking about a lot of other good, exciting seasons going on at the same time. You're talking about volleyball, boys soccer, girls golf, girls tennis, cross country. Am I missing one?
Well, we don't have golf here, so that's the only one that might be different. Maybe underwater basket weaving, the newest Kansas sanctioned sport.
I'd be there. But
I'd
yeah,
be ready to.
But yeah. So that's keeping me busy too. Just getting ready for everything is it's a lot that I'm not sure people realize how much it is, but it is a ton, and that's no complaint on my end. I love staying busy. I love being able to compartmentalize. Okay, I'm gonna get football done on these days, and I'm gonna save time for volleyball on this day, and then go catch a soccer game on this night. I love that. Like I love being able to go out every night and watch a game and get paid for it.
It's not too bad.
That's pretty unbelievable. So that's kind of what's keeping me busy the next couple weeks. I'm just counting down the days, man. August 31st. I'm just counting it down.
We've got August 28th as the boys soccer team takes on Newton. So that's more of our countdown there. Well, Hayden, we enjoyed it. Read his stuff, varsitykansas.com. Maybe he can find a way to get everybody a free subscription to the Wichita Eagle. So that way you don't have to find a new computer to log into after 10 free stories.
It's down to 3 now, I think.
Oh, it's down to 3. Oh, no. That's bad news for me. Well, Hayden, we enjoyed it. We're glad you made the trip up here, and we're ready to go for the fall sports season.
No doubt. No doubt. Have me back anytime. I loved it.
All right. We will wrap up today's show. Tomorrow, we've got a guest plan. Tyler Jones of Lawrence, a friend of mine, 1320 KLWN. He was at the PGA Championship this weekend in Belrive in St. Louis covering that. So I want to get a little recap from him, as well as a little KU, K-State, Big 12 preview. Is this going to be the year for Oklahoma State, Hayden?
God, man.
Gundy Nation?
The whole league is down, and I don't mean to draw this into a big conversation, but the whole league is down. And OSU,
KU's down. That's for sure.
I'll just say this. There's a chance, but there always is.
Go Pokes.
That's right, go Pokes.
So that will be tomorrow and the rest of the week. Thursday, our man the Pistol, Peter Holland from the McPherson Sentinel. Big week coming up. Hayden, thanks again.
No doubt.
Wrap up today's show. For Hayden Barber, I'm Jim Joyner. Thanks for listening to According to Jim. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell was brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, Next Tech Wireless, and Brown Shoe Fit in downtown McPherson. Make sure to listen to According to Jim every weekday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. right here on 96.7 FM KBBE. Well, I guess it's-